this summer, coming to a supermarket near you. There's going to be a great new high-C flavor with an outrageous fruit taste. And what are we going to call it? Ecto-Cooler. High-C Ecto-Cooler. Slimer's new fruit drink. You've been warned.
Everything was fine with our system until the power grid was shut off by Dickless here.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
This city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Yes. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
You're listening to the Bearded Brothers Movie Club.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Bearded Brothers Movie Club, episode 10. That's right, we fucking made it to 10. We're gonna keep going. This is a show where we discuss movies from our childhood pre-2000, because after that, we don't give a fuck. We don't really review the movie, we just kind of tell you exactly everything about it, so you don't have to watch it when you're done, but I recommend you watch it before we do this. I'm your host, Ricky Piven, and as always, my co-host,
Shane Reich.
And this week, we have a very special guest who is actually the only person who's ever written an email to this show. Over there, down in southern New Hampshire, we have... Say your name, Bob.
Bob Fournier. That's me. That's me. I did it. All you guys have to do is email the show and you can get on.
No, that's not at all true.
Oh.
No, I know,
for
Bob.
For all the beards, non-beards, and lady beards out there, we do not just
email us. Yeah, if you email us, it doesn't mean you email the show. Now, me and Bob go back a while. I've known him for a long time. We used to do the Fanboys XL podcast, and he does Zombies Ate My Podcast, which I used to do with him and Ryan Murphy and Lou Page.
Yes, sir.
They still got it going strong. They're up to, what, like 75 or 73?
Oh, dude, I think we're almost at 100. I'm pretty sure.
I don't pay attention.
Me either. I mean, it could be at 73. I don't know.
Yeah, if you guys, you know, like review type stuff, if you want to listen to zombie survival stuff and reviews of The Walking Dead and stuff, check out Zombies Ate My Podcast. It's on iTunes.
Ooh.
So, all right, well then, for all the beards, lady beards, and non-beards, Bob, what movie did we watch this week?
Oh, this week, guys, we watched 1984's Ghostbusters.
Fuck
yeah. Yeah, we did. Originally,
we just watched it like 20 minutes ago.
I watched it yesterday. So I don't remember anything about it. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, fuck you.
It's true what they say, though. Busting does make me feel good. Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Busted makes me feel good.
Well, this is it's actually originally written by Dan Aykroyd, and then I think Harold Ramis took over because, you know, he's much better at it. And it's about three unemployed parapsychology professors set up shop as a unique ghost removal service. There you go. That's your entire movie.
That's it.
You know what Dan Aykroyd did better than Harold Ramis, though?
What's that?
Still alive.
Ooh, ow.
Which is remarkable considering the amount of butts he cheated in this movie.
Oh my god.
He was cheating butts the entire movie.
Oh my god, yeah.
Every time the scene fucking ripping.
Well, I think Dan Aykroyd originally wrote the movie, and I'm actually a big fan of Ghostbusters, in case anyone out there is like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? But he wrote a movie that was based all in the future, and Harold Ramis was like, no, Dan, no.
So we make the shit current.
Yeah, we make it current so the kids can deal. No,
nobody gives a fuck about the future.
Yeah, seriously.
And then we get all these movies that take place in the future, you know, like Blade Runner and Back to the Future and all that shit, you know.
Well, you guys are talking
about the future, though.
You guys were talking on one of your last episodes about how 1984 is probably like the best movie year, right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
What did you say, like Ghostbusters? Would you watch Gremlins last week? Or
yeah, Gremlins. And then I think Terminator came out that year as well.
Yeah, we were talking about maybe Terminator.
Yeah, a bunch of movies came out that
Nightmare
year.
Nightmare on Elm Street, right?
Yes.
And,
we were born that year.
Yeah,
so
we were born in 84.
Oh,
you
really?
Bob.
One more year. I don't think 85 was as good for movies, though.
No, 85 was terrible because I can't remember any movie from 85.
I mean, you guys get The Karate Kid from 1984, and I think I end up getting Back to the Future, which is good for me, you know?
Yeah.
And Rambo.
First Blood.
Yes.
But
Rambo.
We're not other
movies.
Oh, sorry about that.
either way, the 80s kicked some.
Yeah, it did.
That's 80s rocks. Too bad that this movie definitely feels like it's completely in the fucking 80s, though. Like,
oh my god, yeah, it does.
You watch this movie go, and you know, they might have made this last week. Oh no, this fucking 80s as fuck.
Yeah, oh man.
Like, it's the Bearded Brothers 80s as fuck award.
Yeah, I told the old lady we were watching Ghostbusters, and she looked at me like, huh? And I'm like, you're too young to understand.
Yeah, you don't know what it is. So the movie starts off with some fucking crotchety old bitch in the library, because they never have a hot librarian in anything but porn.
Yep.
Everything else, it's an old fucking lady.
Yeah.
So she's walking through, and there's all these weird dudes in the background. There's some guy with a cowboy hat and a white collar that's up to his ears.
Yeah, what was up with those guys? Like, everyone in the library had a character, apparently. They're all like...
They're like, we need a bunch of extras. What are we doing? You're going to sit in the library. Fuck you. I'm going to make myself pop in that library.
Yeah.
I want a cowboy hat.
I'm going to be telling my friends about this years later. I need to stick out.
I was in Ghostbusters. Oh, were you one of the Ghostbusters? No. Was it? Were you a ghost? Nope. You were one of the crowd scenes? No. I was right in the beginning. In the library. Dude with the cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah, that was me. You remember.
So, old bitch goes downstairs, and... The ghost down there is a dick.
Yeah,
this ghost, it's fucking up with all the books. It's throwing the
Dewey Decimal System cards are flying everywhere.
You know
somebody's gonna put those back in those little drawers.
Yeah. It's gonna be her. You know what's the funny part about it is she's walking. How many of those cards flew up in the air before she even noticed?
Oh yeah.
It's like the ghost is like seriously.
It took a break.
Turn around, bitch.
So, and she fucking takes the corner, and then she just screams, and there's a purple light, and the fucking Ghostbuster music kicks on.
Yeah.
We don't get to see the ghost yet. We have to see Bill Murray be a little rapey first.
Yeah,
a little
rapey. The paranormal research labs or whatever.
Yes. At whatever college they're working at in New York.
Yeah.
And
what are they doing at this college?
Not much.
Vicious. They're fucking researching if people can see what's on a card.
Yeah, they're pretty much just testing for ESP ability.
Yeah. It's funny, too, because they're using electroshock, too, because it's not cool enough to have ESP, but you got to find out the effects of, like, you know, if you shock someone, how does their ESP work?
You get to zap him, and Bill Murray's like, I don't like dudes, so I'm going to zap the fuck out of this guy. And I'm going to lie to this blonde chick because I want a banger.
Yeah, he's a smooth pimp this whole movie.
Yeah, he is, man.
Yeah. Every time the fucking kid, he's like, it's a square. And he's like, no, you're wrong. Bam. And he's like, god damn it. He's fucking zapping him. And then the fucking chick's like, I think it's the circle. And it's a star. And he's like, geez, can you see through these cards?
He's
you're
awesome.
So good at this.
He's great, isn't he?
And the guy's like, come on, man. I don't want to get zapped anymore. I didn't sign up for this. He's like, we're paying you. He's like, you can keep your $5. $5? And he said there was like 700 other cards. And she's like, fuck you, $5. To get electrocuted to look through cards?
Listen, man, it was 84.
It was 84. That $5 was worth it.
Yeah, man, you can get a lot for that shit. Apparently, you can get like 18 packs of cigarettes. So,
right, tons of butts.
Yeah, mad butts and a couple flasks of some kind of weird liquor.
Yeah, and like drinking booze and shit in the college. Like,
yeah,
everywhere. It's
dude,
cool.
The 80s must have been the coolest time in the world because like you go around everywhere smoking whatever the fuck you want, and like you're drinking while you're working. No one says anything to you. Like I get it, you're Ghostbusters or whatever, but it's just like I'm like, man, can you imagine just going to a restaurant and lighting up a cigarette? Like you can't do that anymore. Like
so fucking laid back in the 80s.
Everyone looks at like you, even if you're a smoker, like even if you go outside to smoke, people are like, you're disgusting. You know, like
yeah, they give you the look.
Yeah, back in the day, like smoking, you must be cool.
Yeah, like 30 what? Years. Yeah,
I saw that Joe Camel guy.
Yeah, he was awesome.
That brings us back, though. I mean, like, everybody talks shit on smokers, but the facts are facts. I mean, Dan Aykroyd's still alive.
Hey, fucking Leonard Nimoy, who just died, had lung disease. Like, that was one of the major causes, like a lung disease, heart thing. He's ripped butts. He was 83.
Yeah, he did all right.
He lived a good life. Like, it's not a huge thing. Like, people who must fucking chain smoke like packs a day, maybe them. Maybe they're the ones that are about to die.
Yeah.
But
either way, Ray Stance is a fucking cock block.
Really?
Because he comes in there and he's, you know, you got Peter Venkman talking to this blonde girl. He's like, man, you got some abilities.
He's trying to tune her up.
Yeah, he's trying to bring her around back and tune her up. And in comes Ray, and he's like, hey, we gotta get out of here. No one's gonna have that bitch for you, brother.
Yeah, you ain't getting no sex. We're gonna fucking, we found a ghost. Let's do this shit. He's like, hey, can you go check it out and come find me later? I'm a little busy right now.
Right?
He's like, I'm trying to tune his bitch up. They're like, no, we gotta go. So they fucking, they leave. And this whole movie, Peter Venkman's character is awesome and doesn't give a fuck about being a Ghostbuster.
No, not at all.
What's that? Like, the whole movie, he's just like, ah, I don't want to fucking do this. Really? We gotta, I want to do this. I want to do something else. Come on.
I want to get pussy. Dumb.
Well, that's why they did it in a firehouse, right? Like, that's why they made it, because firefighters get a lot of ass, don't they?
Apparently, in a firehouse, you get a blowjob from a ghost.
Yeah, that's more on that later.
Yeah. Spectral blowies.
Weird. I think the best part, though, is going to those guys when they go to the library. And, like, I love this movie because, like, even if you rewatch it, like, a billion times, like, the small, like, the subtle humor, you know what I mean? Like, that 80s,
so funny.
That 80s humor of, like, oh, I have a plan. Like, they come face to face with this ghost.
Yeah.
And, like, and they're like, oh my God, it's a fucking ghost. And then they're like, shit, what do we do? Like, that was their plan.
She's like, excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah.
Do you need help with anything? Okay, she's not talking, guys. We got to think of another plan. What are we going to do?
Right.
Ray, I got a plan. Let's do this. Get her.
Yeah, get her.
They just fucking dive at her, and she fucking turns into this big demon thing and scares him the fuck out of that library.
Yeah, that was good.
Kind of Ghostbusters are you?
Well, somehow this scenario, like, makes them think that maybe they can contain ghosts.
Yeah, well, you get, like, some sort of PKE readings or whatever. Fucking Egon does this weird fucking mucus and electricity shit.
Well, yeah, and it's like 30 seconds after they leave the library, everything's cool now. They're like, that was your plan? Get her? And they're like, and then all of a sudden Egon's like, hey, guys, by the way, we can catch it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you figured out that serious? Fast, did you? All right.
Serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And then they go back and they get fucking shit canned from the college because Venkman's trying to tune everybody up and he's not really doing anything sciencey. So they get fucking shit canned and now they're sitting in the quad of the fucking college. All these college kids are going by and fucking Ray and Peter are sitting there fucking drinking booze and talking about opening up their own business and fucking Venkman's sitting there and he's like gyrating. He's like, yeah, yeah, we can contain him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll make it a business. And he's fucking like bouncing. He's like, he's ready to fucking hump him.
And I love how in IMDb, the movie synopsis is like three unemployed guys. They were unemployed all of like 2 minutes in this movie. Like,
yeah,
it's not like they were like homeless and like, oh, we've been out of work for 6 years. What do we do, guys?
Yeah, because the next thing they do is they convince fucking
yeah, they get Ray to
go get a third mortgage on his house.
Everyone's got third mortgages.
Instantly, everything turns around. Within 30 seconds, we jump like 8 months. Because all of a sudden, they're buying the building. They get in the car. They get the fucking proton packs. They get jumpsuits. They're fucking ready to go. They hire Janine. Like, we didn't even see them make any of that shit.
Right? Yeah, they're just... We saw them pull in with the car, and yeah, that was about it.
We didn't see them do, like, a let's clean the firehouse montage. They just fucking raise, like, this place has got a pool. He goes down a pool. He's like, we'll take it. And they're like, God damn it. We didn't want to buy this dump.
Yeah,
he's so fucking excited.
I know. Well, Egon's sitting there going, well, this isn't going to work for this and that. And this isn't structurally safe. They're, you know, they're working their angle. They're getting there. They're like, well, we're going to knock some money off of this. And, nope, never mind. There's Ray doing down the pole.
Yeah, he's just going down the pole, happier than a fucking tart and shit. And he's like, yeah, right. Let's fucking buy this place right now.
Yeah.
Let's do this. I'm going to get my stuff. We should stay here tonight.
We should sleep here tonight.
It's fucking, he's so pumped.
He's like, man. He's 14 again, you know, like, let's sleep over.
Yeah. And we like meet Sigourney Weaver's character shortly thereafter. They're waiting to get their first call, get on their first job. And Sigourney Weaver is never hot unless she's possessed by a demon, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
She's kind of boring, like mom-like. Like, just kind of meh. She's just there. And then when she's possessed, she's got fucking, her hips are hanging out of her dress and shit. And she's fucking sexy then, but her face is still kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, it's Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny. She goes from helpless Dana Barrett to fucking Ripley.
Right, yeah.
Like, complete polar opposites of a person.
Well, I love that scene in her apartment. She gets home and, you know, she's putting groceries away. And, like, so you're kind of like, what's this woman have to do with anything? Like, if you've never seen the movie before. And then the eggs start cooking on the countertop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently she needs to clean out her fridge a little more often.
Yeah, fucking growling. And yeah. Yeah, fucking Zool is in there.
Yeah, open and go.
Opens a door to an interdimensional portal to fucking Zool land.
I don't know if you guys know this, but if you leave cheese too long in the fridge, that's what happens. It opens another dimension.
Good thing I eat cheese really fast.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Eat cheese in the fridge.
But luckily they have the commercial, like,
playing
right before that happens.
Yeah, because they also instantly had a commercial, yeah, too. Like, that was also part of their instant, we have fucking everything plan.
Yeah, right.
The fastest produced commercial ever.
Yeah. So she fucking goes to the Ghostbuster house, and fucking Venkman's like, I'm going to tune this bitch up. And he hops right the fuck over the railing and stuff. He's like, hey, how can I help you? Can I go to your house? What are we doing here? Why are you wearing clothes? Like, he's ready.
Let me go check you out. I mean, check out your apartment. I'm going to go check some things out.
Yeah, we're going to check out stuff.
Yeah, everywhere except for where the paranormal happened.
Like, yeah, right.
He's like, what's over here? She's like, that's the bedroom. Nothing happens in there. He's like, what a shame.
Yeah, right. Not yet.
Yeah, not just yet.
Nonchalant, you know? Like,
yeah, you wait till later, bitch. Later, you're going to be fucking Lewis in there.
You're right.
Whoa.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Man, Rick Moranis getting to crank the hinges up on anybody in any movie yeah, is a spoiler. Like, it spoils the fun for me.
Well, that's why he signed up for the movie. He's like, wait, who am I boning? Sigourney Weaver? I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah. You don't have to pay me now.
He's like, you shouldn't turn on your TV when you're not home, you know. I crawled out the window, went on the fire escape, and I tried to turn it off, but I couldn't get inside. So you know what I did? I went into my apartment, and I turned mine up real loud, too, so everyone in the neighborhood would think that something's wrong with our TVs. Shut the fuck up, Lewis.
So,
you're creepy as fuck.
He's creepy, but at least he's a nice neighbor. And Dana's kind of a dick, really, because she's always like, yeah, whatever, Lewis. I don't care if you save me from an apartment call. You know, like, everything he does, he's doing it for her.
Yeah,
and he's like,
he constantly locks himself out of his apartment.
Right.
Every time he leaves that apartment, that door locks.
I just can't stop. Like, every time I see him in a movie, I'm always like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I don't know why. It's just Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I'm always thinking Barney Rubble.
That's another one, yeah.
He was fucking Barney in the first Flintstones movie.
Yeah,
yeah, for me, it's Shrunk the Kids, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, man, can't deal with it.
That movie's good. We might have to do that movie.
Yeah, we're going to definitely have to do
Honey,
that
I Shrunk the Kids. Oh, yeah.
Janine takes a phone call and yells the classic line, we got one!
Yeah, while they're upstairs fucking eating Chinese food and being all fucking down in the dumps.
Yeah, right.
It's like, I'm gonna need some petty cash. I gotta tune this bitch up. Like, we're all out of petty cash. It's Chinese food we're eating here? That's the petty cash.
Yeah, they don't have any petty cash, but they had enough money to buy a bunch of arcade games that are
Like fucking Galaga and shit in the background.
And then they hit the fire alarm too when they get a call. Like, as if Janine yelling wasn't loud enough.
Yeah,
like,
in this building with nobody else in.
It just echoes. And she's like, we got one! And then, boom, I'm going to hit the fire alarm to scare the shit out of everyone around here.
Yeah.
Is there a fire?
They got to go down to fucking fire poles. And that's where they get their jumpsuits with their names on them, and they got a fucking graphic designer to make up a logo for them.
Yeah, where do they get that, by the way?
Plates, Ecto-1.
Yeah, and the fucking car's ready to go. Like, last time we saw the car, it was black, and fucking Ray was ripping butts under the hood.
Yeah, it was.
And now, it's ready to go.
Yeah.
So skip all that shit.
Well, dude, they're not super scientists, so you gotta figure they'd be pretty good mechanics. Come on, they figure that shit out quick.
True.
Except they spent like $4,000 on it.
Yeah.
But that's just Ray being excited, I guess. And then that's where they go to the restaurant, right? Or that hotel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The hotel, yeah.
Best scene, like, I love this scene in the movie where they'll be discreet, don't worry. Here we are!
Yeah, we're not gonna ruin anything except for an entire ballroom.
Right.
And they go upstairs in this hotel, in the elevator, it says no smoking, they get out of the elevator, Ray's ripping butts.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they get out and they just start blasting the maid car.
Yeah, and she's like, what the hell is going on here? They're going to fucking kill the bitch.
They're worried because they didn't test their equipment yet, and they're like, these are like unlicensed nuclear accelerators on our backs, and they're untested. So when the doors open, then they just start fucking blasting.
It's funny because they don't test any of that shit, but they spend enough time getting the costumes ready and
they want to look cool.
Yeah, like we gotta at least look good while we do it. What the fuck is this? I don't know.
Nerds always want to look cool. Like that's what they're worried about. Like all these cosplay nerds and stuff. Like oh, I gotta go. I gotta make sure my costume is perfect. It's gonna be movie accurate.
Yeah, right.
So like them as nerds are like, I gotta make sure my jumpsuit's got my fucking name on it and a logo so people know who the fuck I am when they go, that dude looks cool. That's Peter Venkman.
Yeah, right. They got popular really quick too, but I mean that's besides the point. Like so they find Slimer for the first time, which is awesome.
Yeah, Slimer's wicked awesome.
Yeah, he's eating the fuck out of all the food on that cart. And it's just falling through his ass onto the floor. Because he's a ghost. He can't eat food.
Yeah, he slimes Peter. And that's like a cool scene, watching Peter Venkman like screaming as Slimer is like flying through the hallway.
They actually, too, the cool thing, too, a little fun fact is they actually referenced Slimer to John Belushi, who passed away around then. But he was actually going to play the role of Bill Murray. They wrote it for him. Bill Murray's character, and he actually passed away. So, like, they used Slimer as kind of a reference to John Belushi, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, like an homage, yeah.
Yeah.
Nerd.
I know, right? You know what? You guys talk about the movie. I'll be back here.
Yeah, Slimer, that character was, like, originally going to be called Onion Head, too.
Really?
Yeah, like, that's what they, like, referred to him as on set. They didn't have, like,
Onion Head?
Because they wanted to, like, they had this idea that he stunk something awful.
Yeah, so like onions?
Yeah, like onions. Huh. But then Nerd. When they made the cartoon in 86, the people from the cartoon are the ones who named him Slimer.
Yeah, and the fucking cartoon, Slimer's their friend.
Oh yeah, he's awesome.
He's like, what's up, bitches? I live here with
apparently, he's the only good ghost around.
Yeah,
right.
Well, he's going to be a dick in this movie and get his Slimer jizz all over fucking Peter's face.
I know, right? He got jizzed on hard there.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, I was slimed. Egon's like, save some for me.
Yeah, I know, right?
He loves that shit.
He loves it.
He's all about like, I collect spores, molds, and fungi.
Yeah,
all
right.
About the goop.
That's awesome.
Well, that's the first ghost they capture, too. And it's so funny because they lock the ballroom doors and they just wreck complete house on it. You know, like, they go all out. Like, they're not good with their proton packs at all.
And they don't even know that you can't cross the streams yet. Like, that's the time that, that Egon tells them that. It's like, that seems like maybe the kind of shit that you want to get out there before you ever touch the fucking things.
Yeah, like, when you're making them, you're like, you know what? I bet you when we use these, we can't cross the streams. And instead, they wait until the point where they're using them, shooting around the room, going, oh, wait. If you cross the streams, it's fucking going to ruin the world.
Yeah. By the way.
Thanks.
If you misfire a little bit to the left.
Yeah. And that's also giant foreshadowing of the fact that they're going to cross the streams later.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
You don't mention that unless it's going to happen later.
Oh, yeah. And it's that typical 80s type of movie where it references, you know, that foreshadowing is so huge. Any 80s movies, you're like, that's coming back.
They get paid fucking bank for taking care of these ghosts, too. They get $5,000 for taking care of Slimer. It took them all of an hour. Like, and then they're so fucking busy. Like, for the next, is like a montage of them being super busy catching ghosts and shit.
Yeah, all of a sudden there's fucking ghosts
everywhere. Yeah, like all of a sudden these ghosts weren't anywhere before. Now we caught one everywhere. And if it's $5,000 a ghost, they're going to be fucking millionaires.
Oh my God, yeah. And like, they don't even have to pay for damages. Like, I don't know if you guys remember the Ghostbusters video game, but like, you used to have to pay for damages out of your whatever you make for catching a ghost. I thought that was kind of cool, but I'm like, and it's kind of funny because he's like, I'm not paying that fee after they catch. He's like, all right, we'll release it back here.
Yeah,
he's
we'll
like,
put the ghost back in there. Yeah. Don't worry.
Like they could have just made that shit up. Like,
oh yeah, they could have went in there. $10,000.
Yeah, they could have just walked in there, wrecked a bunch of shit, and said, all right, here's your ghost.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, no. Okay, fine, I'll pay it.
Yeah, so they start fucking catching ghosts like fucking crazy.
Yeah, they show like a ghost-busting montage with all their like magazine covers. And
they're all over fucking town catching ghosts, and this is when they're like, oh fuck, we're super busy, we need to hire a token black guy.
Yeah, right.
Fucking Winston Zeddemore.
Don't forget, we don't want to skip over, this is where you see Ray catch a ghost blowy.
Oh yeah,
in the firehouse.
It's in the montage, I forgot about that.
And in the fucking montage, and he's trying to get some fucking sleep, and he goes into dreamland, and this ghost is like hovering over his bed, and he's like, what the fuck's going on? And then she disappears because we can't see her perform this action, but we then see invisible hands undo his belt, slowly pull his pants down, and then we see his eyes cross, and he's just like, oh, God.
You don't get any nerdier than that when your dreams are about a ghost blowjob. Like,
when I was a kid, I was like, how come he's taking his pants off? That's weird. Now that I'm an adult, he's getting a fucking blowy.
Yeah.
Not kid appropriate.
Also, do you guys cross your eyes when you get a blowjob? I don't think I do.
I don't think I can cross my eyes anyway.
Yes, I do.
There's people we can ask.
Yeah, we'll test it out.
Let's call some people up. Hold on.
We'll be right back.
So after the fucking montage,
Winston comes to get the job.
Yeah. And they're fucking, Peter and Ray walk in all fucking gross and shit. And they're like, Winston's like, oh, I'm applying for the Ghostbuster job. They're like, it's yours.
You're hired.
He's
yeah.
like, really? He's like, yep, you're hired. Here, take this trap.
Yeah, bring they're it just downstairs. So fucking busy. They want anybody. They don't even care if they're qualified yeah. at all.
Oh, yeah.
The guy fucking takes the job. He's like, wait, what? Like, two guys walk in, like just fucking gross, full of, like, ghost paranormal goo. And
yeah.
And he's like, yeah, sounds good, man. I don't even know what it pays, but I'll take it.
Does it pay well? If the job pays, I'll take it.
Well, you got to figure, too, these are the guys that that Winston Zeddemore is seeing on TV every day, on the cover of every
True,
magazine.
They're celebrities. He's yeah. like, I want to fucking...
He's like, I want to be a celebrity, too,
I need bitches to tune up. Yeah. If I'm the Ghostbuster, I'll be putting the wood to them.
Yeah.
No matter what. Like, bitch, don't you know who I am? Fucking Ghostbuster.
You know who's a cunt?
Everyone?
Yeah. Walter Peck is a cunt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because, this is around the time that he shows up, right?
Yeah, the first time he shows up. And he fucking gets all up in Ray's face, and he's like, can I see the containment center? And he's like, you didn't say the magic word. He's like, please, can I see the containment center? And he's like, no.
Yeah.
Dickbag. He's like, well, if you don't show it to me, I'm going to get a court order. He's like, you get your court order, and I'll sue you for fucking something. Wrongful prosecution.
Yeah, and obviously you need some sort of villain in the movie, you know, and the ghosts aren't really doing it, because apparently every ghost is just not important enough, it's just a montage, but,
we don't actually see ghost busting a lot in this movie. There's probably, like, fucking 20 minutes of ghost busting in this hour and 50 minute movie.
Right? Yeah, and it's, yeah. And so you get this guy coming in going, yeah, I need to see this, and he's all up in the EPA, you know?
Yeah, it's like, I need to see your shit. I need to see what's going on down there in that basement of yours.
You're right, though. The guy just looks like a cunt, though. Like, you just see him, and you're like,
yeah, he's an asshole.
Yeah.
In real life, too, like, he claims that this movie ruined his life because everybody fucking hated him for the rest of his days. Like,
I fucking hate him.
Yeah.
I guess he got his ass kicked in, like, a bar by Ghostbuster fans because they, like, hated the character
like,
so much.
It's dickless.
I can't picture Ghostbusters fans kicking anyone's ass.
It's true. I don't know. We're all pretty big dudes.
Go get your proton packs.
You can fucking kick some ass. Hey, I wish I had a proton pack. I would rock that shit all the time. If I had a proton pack and a fucking Michael Keaton Batman cowl, I'd be the fucking coolest kid in town.
Yeah. Hey, man, I would bust some asses because you know why?
Busting makes me feel good.
Hell yeah.
Just wear that shit everywhere you go to, like the jumpsuit. You know, you show up to work.
I'm at work. I'm putting bread on the shelves and a proton pack on. Like, what are you doing? Like, this kid's ghost come by.
Yeah, right. Can never be too soon. Be careful. Gotta be careful out there, guys.
I'm preparing to bust some ghosts. This busting makes me feel.
So after Dickless himself comes in, where do they go next? It goes back to Dana, right? Because
Dana gets home or whatever, and
this is when her almost titty pops out.
Yeah, right. She's getting ready for like a date that she's gonna have with Peter, because there was a scene where Peter like went and hit on her some more by a fountain, or whatever. And
Very persistent guy, by the way. Like just.
Oh yeah, and it's not like you want to go out on a date. He's like, hey, I want to tune you up, bitch.
Yeah. And you know, it's always like just like that creepy kind of like, I'm not gonna leave until you say yes.
Yeah,
right. Like, you know that if you ever like fall asleep possessed by demons, I'm gonna be kissing up on your neck and shit.
Yeah, right.
When they're unconscious.
That shit's gonna happen.
Yeah. So she's talking to her mom on the phone, saying she's going to go on a date with one of these Ghostbusters. Yes, the guys on TV. No, the fucking other ones.
Yeah, right. The ones that ones that are a little more affordable.
Yeah. And she looks at her door. That shit's glowing. She took her pants off, and she's wearing fucking tights, which is weird.
Yeah, right.
And she fucking looks at the door. It's glowing, and you see, like, I don't know if it's like the if it's the dog's face or like a paw or something. It's just fucking pressing itself into the door.
Yeah.
I can't tell what it is. And then all these fucking demon arms rip out of her chair, like one out of each arm and one right between her fucking legs.
Start coughing mad feels on her.
Coughing feels, and when they pull her towards the door, her boob almost completely falls out. I paused that scene when I was a kid. It was almost full on boob.
And over again.
And over. And I even mentioned it tonight when we watched the movie. I was like, there it is. There's almost titty.
It's the biggest tease when you're like a teenage boy. You're like, oh, my damn. Every time you watch
it. Like Ray in a firehouse when you see her.
Like you slide down the pole the first time. Like, and like every time I watch it, I'm always like, maybe I'll see something this time.
Yeah, maybe this time.
Nope, never mind.
This time, maybe if I pause it, if I squint, no.
No, I think I, you know what? It's close enough.
So she gets pulled out the fucking door. And then we go over to fucking Lewis's party.
Yeah, he's having his party and it's lame as fuck.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I'm claiming this party is a business expense. That's why I only invite clients instead of friends. He's like, I got this cheese over here. It's only $28 a pound, but I got $14 because I'm fucking frugal as shit.
I mean, like, that's smoked salmon.
Yeah.
Like, smoked salmon.
This girl's like, you got any aspirin? He's like, I don't have any aspirin, but I have. And he says some fucking weird name. He's like, it's an off-brand, but, you know, it's half the price, and you can get way more out of the bottle. Like, what the fuck?
The funny thing about that scene, too, is the entire party scene, I think, if I remember right, like, it was mostly, almost entirely improvised, like, him and all the guests.
Yeah, it was totally, like, ad-lib.
Yeah. And then there was that one girl who looked like a Barbie.
Yeah, right. Exactly like a Barbie.
She's like, I'm sorry, Lewis. I have to leave. And she fucking stands up and he's like, well, maybe if we start dancing, everybody else will start dancing. She's like, okay. And they start dancing for like 5 seconds. And then two more people show up to the party and then dancing's done.
I don't think that's dancing, man.
And there's a fucking demon dog.
Yeah, fucking Zool. Zool's in the fucking closet. Or, well, this one's Vince Glortho.
Yeah,
Glortho. He's in the fucking closet. And he's like, hey, who brought the dog?
Yeah. The best part about that scene, though, is if you guys go back and watch it, the fucking when that dog bursts through the door. And
it's the shittiest looking
scene. Oh, my God. It's the best thing in the world. But one guy hides behind a fucking chair. Like, and like you can see him through the head rails of the chair, like just like the little bars. And he's like, ah! You're like,
nobody's going to get me.
What are you doing?
Yeah, we were commenting on how Rick Moranis is the only one in this entire party who runs out of the apartment.
Yeah, everyone else is just chilling there.
Everybody else is, like you said, hiding behind a fucking chair, or like behind Barbie's fucking gigantic fake breasts or something.
And fucking Rick Moranis runs out of the apartment and the dog follows him. And he goes to this fucking ritzy fucking high class restaurant and he's banging on windows and all these pricks inside look at him and they're like, nah, whatever. And he's getting fucking eat by this fucking dog.
Which they can't see.
Yeah, they just see him sliding down going,
Everyone in the party sees this fucking dog, right? Yeah. Like, they see, and even the lady that walks out of her hotel or her apartment room and sees this dog and runs back in. Yet, when he goes to that fancy restaurant, no one sees it. Like, what
happened? Yeah, that's
like,
true. Yeah, that's...
Why all of a sudden did that happen?
Yeah, and he calls it a dog. And then later on, it gets called a bear.
People call it a bear.
And then the cops call it a cougar. Like, they don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah. Some asshole brought a cougar to a party.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she was kind of hot. Everyone was like, bro.
Whoa. Not that kind of cougar.
Yeah. So, that's when fucking Bill Murray shows up to Dana's apartment.
Yeah, and possessed Dana is a fucking slut.
Oh, yeah. She opens the door. She's like, you the key masters, I'm the gatekeeper. And he's like, nope. And she fucking slams the door in his face.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, fuck, I'm going to tune this bitch up. Oh, I'll say yes this time. She opens the door. She's like, are you the key master? He's like, yes, I'm his really good friend as he walks into the room.
Yeah.
And it's fucking, this is where she gets all fucking horned up and sexy. She's like, do you want this body? I want you inside me. Like, what kind of fucking movie is this that I was watching when I was 12?
Yeah, and when you're 12, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, what does this mean?
Like, I don't know, like a demon? Like, is she gonna take over his mind? You gonna get possessed?
There is no Dana, old
fool. Yeah, she's all fucking creepy looking.
One minute she's like, climb inside of my creepy vagina. Yeah. And the next minute she's like,
yeah.
You know what? I'd still do it.
And she's fucking floating over the bed, and Bill Murray's like, could you calm down, please?
Yeah, he's so calm, too. He's just, like, making, like, threesome jokes, and you're like...
And then he goes over, then he goes back to the fucking cops bringing Lewis over to the fucking firehouse, and he's like, I'm Vince Glortho, the Keymaster, are you the gatekeeper? And fucking... So they call up fucking Peter, and he's like, yeah, I'm here with Dana right now. She's thinking she's the fucking gatekeeper, though. So he starts fucking kissing up on her fucking hand and her arm and her neck and stuff. He's like, I'll be back, baby. Don't you worry.
And what did he say, Lewis? The depths of Slore saw many of these things that day. He's telling some kind of weird story.
He's telling all the stories of, like, what fucking Gozer the Gozerian chose as the Destructor.
Yeah.
Past. Like, one time it was a Floor, and then it fucking, the next generation had to fight it, and it was a Slore.
The depths of Slore.
Yeah, it was a good day for the Slore.
Sounds wicked dirty, man.
Oh, awful.
And he's got a fucking colander on his head with a bunch of wires coming out of it. Like, you want some coffee? He's like, yes, he'll have some coffee. He's like, yes, he'll have some coffee.
Well, while all this is happening, ghosts are coming out of everywhere.
Well, not yet.
Oh.
Not yet, because fucking Nicholas comes back.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Back. Yeah, because he has to go ahead and say
yeah, that. And he's like, I have a court order here. You need to show me the containment center. So they fucking go downstairs, and he's like, shut this off. Shut this all off. He's like, I wouldn't do that. He's like, I don't give a shit. Shut it off. Fucking shuts off the containment center. Boom. Fucking ghosts burst out of the top of the fucking station.
And I don't care who you are, like, whether the you don't believe in Ghostbuster, what they're doing or not, like, you kind of look at that and go, maybe I won't shut it off.
Yeah, okay. Right.
He doesn't think busting makes him feel good.
No, he doesn't.
He ain't busted nowhere.
He never busted before.
Because he's dickless.
He's dickless, man.
And we know this because we were told later.
Right.
And it's reiterated.
Over and over again. So he lets all the ghosts out, and then because he does that, all the Ghostbusters get arrested.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's their fault.
They're like, we're not, I'm not going to be held responsible for whatever happened. And Dickless is like, oh, yes, you are.
Yeah, he's like, you're going to fucking downtown.
And then they're in the jail, right? And, like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, there's, like, more characters in this jail. Like, there's, like, a truck driver duo here. Like, there's
there's a lot of black people in there.
Yeah, tough gang members, and you're like, right? A totally 80s jail in there.
They're in jail, and somehow they've gotten a blueprint of fucking the building. Like, they're like, hey, can you get us a blueprint of the building that Dana lives in?
Yeah, that's the problem.
So they're fucking going over the blueprint, and they're like, we need to fucking get in there and kill these ghosts.
Yeah, they were trying to figure out what the hell's going on, and, like, Carl Winslow comes over and is like, hey, the mayor wants to see
you. Yeah, fucking Carl Winslow.
Yeah, Die Hard himself, right?
He plays fucking Carl Winslow in everything he's in. Fucking Die Hard, this movie, fucking...
He's always that guy, man.
He's always
the fat black cop.
Yeah,
everything he does.
Yeah.
But I think during this time, don't they meet the Keymaster, the Gatekeeper? That all happens, right?
Yeah, they kind of meet up. Tuning each other up on the roof.
Yeah, Zula wants to catch the Keymaster dick hard. She wants to get tuned up on Mount fucking Spooktacle and get her old dirty ghost hinges greased. She is ready for some supernatural sexy time.
And it's funny that her dog is called Zool. And his dog is Vincent Glortho. Like, he has a full-on fucking name with a human name at the beginning of it. And hers is just Zool.
Zool. That's all you need. Zool.
Vincent Glortho. Yeah, that's a fucking sexy name right there. Tune me up.
Yeah, right.
When I was a kid, too, like, I didn't think of it as, like, gatekeeper, keymaster as, like, a sexy time thing.
Right?
You know, like, I didn't think, like, I'm going to keep the gate and
I thought
she was guarding the door.
I'm going to put my key in your gate. Yeah,
that's what's going on right now.
I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah,
at all.
I didn't think of it.
I was like,
a hoary manner.
It must mean the door that's on top of the building that fucking Gozer comes out of, and he holds the key, and she's guarding the door because she lives in that building. That must be what it's about. Nothing to do with sex at all.
Because what's sex? These guys got away with a lot of sex. Like,
oh yeah,
all the references in this movie, you're like, and this is a PG movie back in '84. You know, like it's like.
Yeah. It's super sexy times.
Yeah.
And then fucking, now we're in the mayor's office, and the mayor's like, yeah, I don't know if I can let you guys go and do all this stuff. He's like, look, fucking, it's going to get fucking crazy shit out there.
It's going to get biblical, bitch.
Yeah. Like, shit's going to happen. Fucking cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria.
With the cardinal. Like, he came for some reason, yeah, right?
The cardinal shows up, and then fucking mayor's like, oh, it's the cardinal, and he fucking kisses his hand and smacks him in the face.
Smacks him in the face. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
He
goes
to go, and he's like, hi, Katai, Katai, hi, fucking mayor. He's a fucking Irish dude.
Yeah. So stereotypical, right? He's just like, and then all he says is like, well, I don't know.
Yeah. And his fucking Ray's like, everything was fine until Dickless over here opened up the fucking containment center. He's like, is that true? He's like, yes.
Yes, this man has no dick.
Best line in the movie. So Bill Murray, man.
Mayor's like, all right, we'll let you guys go. Because they're like, look, if we're fucking wrong, we'll go in jail forever and we'll be happy about it. But if we're right, this fucking town's going underground if we don't fix this shit now.
Yeah, and if we do fix it, everybody's going to vote for you because you're the one who let us go fucking take care of business.
Yeah, those are fucking voters out there waiting for us to save the day.
And Venkman, man, he spoke for the team there. And like, if I was a Ghostbuster, he's like, if we're wrong, we'll happily go to the jail for the rest of our lives. I'd be like, wait, hold on, what?
Fucking Winston's in the background going, man, I can't go back to jail.
Yeah, right?
He's like, I'm going to need to get my own lawyer. And then he's fucking
thing. Fuck you guys.
So they fucking go back, they get the Ecto-1, they get the fucking proton packs and the jumpsuits, and Winston's got a jumpsuit already, even though we haven't seen him do shit with the Ghostbusters yet.
Yeah, really.
He literally does nothing in this movie until the end.
Yeah.
Like, except for fucking rip butts.
Oh, and he also has that scene with Dan Aykroyd where they talk about prophecies, you know?
Well, yeah, talking about the Bible in the car.
Yeah, that's on their way to the fucking, to go see Gozer, and they're fucking ripping butts in the car, both of them. While they're fucking talking about fucking biblical shit, fucking rain and blood and boiling seas and shit.
And like Winston's only line was, you ever think that the dead are rising from the grave? And you're watching Ghostbusters, you're going, no fucking shit, it's Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I like Jesus' style.
That's, yeah, that's what he says too.
He says, I like Jesus' style. So they fucking get to the building.
Everybody's pumped right up, too.
Like, oh, it's like a fucking parade.
Everybody's like, yeah, the fucking Ghostbusters are here. Everybody's fucking cheering and fucking...
There's fucking barricades up, and the cops are fucking bringing them to the building and shit, and then an earthquake happens.
Yeah, dude, the earth opens wider than Dana's legs when there's a fucking Q-Master around. Swallows all the Ghostbusters.
Done. Everyone's like, fuck, they're dead. Now what?
Yeah, right.
Boom. Oops. They climb right out of the rubble. And I was like, yeah, and they fucking cue the music back on again and shit. And they go into the building and they climb the fucking mountain of stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Because apparently we're going to ignore the elevator that everyone else uses.
Yeah.
I think the power might be fucked up because, like, Demon City's happening upstairs.
True. True.
You never know.
They fucking get to the stairs and they got to climb, like, fucking 22 stories. And, they get to fucking Dana's apartment, and it's just a hole on the side of the building. It's gone. Yeah. Well, they're like, where do these stairs go? Up. No shit, they go up.
There's two stairs leading up. I wonder where they go.
Yeah. This is where they get to the fucking roof, and we see fucking Dana and Lewis fucking after coitus.
Post-coitus, yeah.
Post-coitus. And they're fucking laying there like, oh, fucking shit. They're on like this big bench. And then they fucking stand on the sides of the fucking tower and they start gyrating and fucking bending over and putting their asses in the air and shit. Like, they're getting ready to go at it again. And they fucking turn into the big dogs.
Yeah.
They fucking go up.
Nothing weird about that at all, by the way.
Not at all.
Yeah, they turn into the dogs and, like, with their combined power, the gateway opens.
Yeah.
Like, they open up the door for Gozer to show up.
I wonder if they did it doggy style.
Whoa.
Ooh. Well, they were cooters.
Buzz like made him feel good.
Oh. Although he doesn't remember.
Yeah, I try to forget that too.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a conversation about this. Like, is Oscar in Ghostbusters 2, is that Lewis's kid? Because they never actually say that it's Peter's kid.
Yeah, you can, like, you know that it's not
Peter's Dana kid. Has a kid, and it's not Peter's kid. Is it Lewis's kid?
Yeah, it's too cute to be Lewis's kid.
Because there's a deleted... We were looking at the deleted scenes.
Oscar's not cute,
and
man.
That's
true. He's evil.
There's a deleted scene where fucking Lewis asks Dana if they had sex. He's like, did we? And she's like, nope, no, we didn't. No, I'm hungry. Let's go. And they fucking leave. And he looks over at Ray, and Ray's like, there's a lot more fish in the sea. Like, so it's a deleted scene where they fucking discuss it. But that's it. So I'm wondering if that kid's his. Because she's not with the dude in the second movie. You know?
It's fucking... You know, and, you know, Ghostbusters 2 is a completely different story.
Ghostbusters 2 is kind of terrible.
You know what's funny, too, is that I'd probably have to pull it up, but I remember reading about Oscar, the actual baby, was the name of the baby was, like, William H. or T., like, Deutschenstorf or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I just remember that for some reason.
Doofenshmirtz. Yeah, it was and Ferb.
Yeah, it was Deutschenshmirtz.
It was something like that, right? It was like
what it was played heck? By twins, though. There was, like, two Deutschenshmirtzes.
It was actually Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, I think.
Oh, shit. Full House reference.
Are you a god?
Yeah, we get the fucking... The David Bowie, Billy Idol fucking crossover character, Gozer the Gozerian, which, you know, what can we name this person? Gozer. Gozer's a cool name, but it's not long enough. Gozer the Gozerian.
Where's
Gozer
he from?
The Gozer. No, we can't do that. Gozer the Geezer. Nope.
That would be like me Gozerian. Naming you America the American.
Right? Yeah,
it's Gozer. Where's he from? Gozeria.
Yeah.
Why?
Gozer this time is a chick. Apparently it's a dude sometimes, a chick sometimes. And she's just covered in bubbles. That's her clothes. Her clothes are bubbles.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah. Man, are you a god? No. No, I'm not. Then die! And then we get the fucking, the Winston line. The only line he really has in this whole movie. And he's like, Ray, someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes!
Yeah, the answer is yes. They got blasted by like a shitload of god electricity.
Yeah, they're getting fucked up by the electricity, and then they're totally fine with it after. They're cool, they're saying it out. Like, all right, now what?
Yeah, oh my god. That's the funniest part. It's like they seriously get blasted hard, and then they're like, and one of them actually ends up on like top of like, they one of them gets blasted slowly on top of a pillar.
Yeah, he flies up in the air and shit.
And you're like, you're fine? You're good? All right.
Everyone's cool with that? All right, cool. Now let's try fucking zapping her.
The 22 flights of stairs would have kicked my ass.
Those yeah, right.
I would have by lightning.
Especially after ripping all them butts.
We wouldn't have made it, guys. We would
automatic by the time they got up there.
We would have got up 6 flights of stairs and been like, fuck it.
I'm done. Can we just shoot up?
Well, yes. That works. Ghost god.
Just cross the fucking streams. I'm done with this.
Because you saw how many... There must have been 50 flights of stairs in that building.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Dana's apartment's on 22. And then they had to go up more stairs from her apartment. That would have been fucking dead by the time we got to that roof. So Gozer fucking flips out of the interdimensional portal thing after they try to blast her with the proton packs. And she fucking standing on top looking at them. They fucking try to blast her again and she just disappears.
Yeah, they think they neutralized
her.
They're like, yeah, we did it.
So like
easy.
That was fucking easy as shit. The door's still open, but whatever. And then you hear, choose your destructor.
Choose the form of the destructor.
And they're like, what, Mott? No. And fucking Peter tells them all to not think of anything. And then fucking Ray essentially farts. And she's like, dude, the destroyer has been chosen.
Yeah.
It's like, no. We didn't choose anything. Did you choose anything? I didn't choose anything. Egon, you choose anything? Of course, the last person that they're going to ask if they chose anything, he's going, I tried to clear my mind of everything.
Couldn't help it.
I just thought of something so cute from my childhood.
This is the best part of the movie.
Mr. Staple. This fucking giant sailor marshmallow man. He goes fucking towering through the city. And Bill Murray's just like, look, he's a sailor. We're in New York.
Get laid.
Yeah. Be good.
There's no subtlety about that sexual reference either. Like, every other reference in this movie is kind of like a subtle, like, yeah, some kids won't get it, you know, that kind of thing. This one's just like, get him laid. I'm done.
Get him laid, he'll be gone.
Yeah.
Get him some Stay Puffed pussy and then we'll be good. Yeah. Right?
So they're fucking zapping at him. After he steps on a church, they start zapping at him. And they're like, well, this isn't working. So like, well, we need to cross the stream so we can close that door. Like, we're not supposed to cross the streams, I thought. Like, well, we're going to have to try. And like, well, it's been good working with you because now we're all going to fucking die. No, you're not. because you're the title of the movie.
Yeah, right.
So they fucking cross the streams, close the door, causes the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man to fucking bukkake all over New York City.
Bukkake smell.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone gets covered, especially fucking Pecker.
Yes.
Covered in, what was it, 200 pounds. It was like 50 gallons.
50 gallons of shaving cream they dumped on him, I read.
Yeah. Fucking covered. Looked like he was in a porn. Gross.
What kind of porn are you watching, man?
Japanese?
Marshmallow porn. So, fucking, they're on the roof now. They're all fucking covered. And they're like, oh, is everyone okay? Then I noticed this. Egon, Ray, and Winston covered head to toe in fucking Stay Puft. Peter, a little bit on top of his head.
He's good.
Because he's the selling point of this movie.
Yeah.
Now he has to go have a scene with fucking Sigourney Weaver. He's got like fucking nothing on him. He's like, oh, my girlfriend's dead. And Ray's like, ah, it smells like burnt dog hair up here.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, shit. My bad.
That was your girlfriend. I'm sorry. Oh, and then she fucking breaks out of the statue.
Like, it's nothing, by the way. Like, it's like, and it looks thick from like where you are. Like, she's just like,
yeah.
I'm going to punch through this stone.
Then it takes four Ghostbusters to bust that shit off of her, and fucking Lewis just stands up out of his, except for the thing that's on his head. He's like, somebody turn on the lights!
Yeah.
So her, she like, with a flick of her wrist, broke through this, like, stone. Yeah,
she was good, man.
Yeah. Way too easy.
She still had a little bit of Zool left in the wrist. That's the problem.
She had a little bit of Zool remnants on her. She's
yeah,
like,
it's because she's got super wrist from all those handies that she gave the Keymaster.
Yeah, right.
Fashion style, like.
She plays some sort of instrument, doesn't she? She's got strong forearms.
Right, yeah. She plays a big cello.
Yeah, that's why.
Right.
I'm going with the handies thing, but...
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
You're entitled to your own opinion, I guess. So, fucking... Lewis comes out, she comes out. They save the day, they go downstairs, and it turns into end credits, happy montage.
Everybody's
Predator style.
Yeah, Predator style credits. Yeah.
Predator style credits. They show the character with the name of the actor next to it, and fucking what's fucking Dan Aykroyd doing? Ripping a butt.
Ripping on butt.
He's fucking smoking a butt.
Yeah, of course.
Smiles at the camera and it says, Dan Aykroyd. You know, everyone's smiling at the camera as it says their names, and they're all fucking walking away and shit. And then it gets all fucking creepy, spooky music again. Like, oh, it's a fucking ghost. And then Slimer fucking flies towards the camera.
Yeah. And you know what? Who the hell stays outside during this, like, chaos? You know what I mean? Like, everyone's like... First, like, yeah, Ghostbusters are coming to save the day, and it's all
like... It's like watching a car crash.
Yeah.
You know how many people, if a fucking house is on fire, you know how many people show up to watch that shit? No matter how sad it is, how many people are losing their homes, there's fucking 100 people out there watching it. They're going, this is fucking sweet.
We are sick.
It's on fire.
They're sick people, man.
Puffed marshmallows.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that was a great ending.
Right?
So, Bob, what's your favorite part of this movie?
Ron Jeremy.
What movie are you watching?
You might not know this, but I was gonna actually save this for your bearded mustache thing. But at the end of that, in that scene, Ron Jeremy. I don't know if you guys.
Oh yeah, he's in the crowd. Right?
Yeah, he's in the crowd. He was an extra in that.
Yeah, he's an extra.
You just
in
see
the crowd.
Him for a couple seconds. I think no, but really, my favorite part.
He contributed to the Stay Puft Bukkake.
Yeah, it was all him actually.
The hedgehog was there.
It wasn't shaving cream, guys. It was Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Taking it somewhere dark.
I gotta say, you know, it's hard to say, but like the ghost montage was kind of fun to watch because it had the humor, the action, everything kind of going around it.
The blowies.
Yeah, the blowies. I gotta hand it up for that, but. Yeah, the whole movie, to me, like, it's a perfect movie of, like, it's that combination of fun to watch, makes you laugh, you know, even though it's from the 80s and it's pure 80s, like, you can tell, like, even when I'm watching it now, when I'm like, oh, man, you know.
When fucking Dana's phone rings,
oh, yeah.
That long-ass fucking cord that gets tangled and everything and shit, yeah. I was like, god damn it.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you just can't help but like watching, you know? And,
no,
like,
for real, no matter what kind of movies you're into, too, because this is the type of thing that isn't necessarily one genre, you know. It's comedy, it's action adventure, it's science fiction.
Yeah, it's the fucking, and it's supposed to have a little bit of horror in there, you know, a little spooky.
Yeah, Yeah, and it's got a little bit of that. Like, it's not serious, but, like, what do you expect? It's a comedy movie, you know? And
right.
It's way better than the second one. No, I'm just...
So, Bob, how many beards are you going to give this movie?
Well, you know me. What's your scale? Is it 1 to 5? Can I do 1 to 5?
One to five beards. If you got to do a half beard, it's like a stash or a goat.
You know, I'm going to give this movie 4.5 beards.
Oh. Yeah. You're not going to give it 5?
I can't do 5 because...
Your favorite movie 5?
No, I wish there was a little bit more ghost busting, you know? I wanted to see more busting.
Busting does make me feel good.
Yeah, busting makes me feel good. But, yeah, it doesn't hold up to time as well as I would hope either.
You know? I'm going
to
give it a 3 out of 5. I loved it when I was a kid. I loved the cartoon. I think I loved the cartoon more. Because the cartoon came out when we were kids, and that's what we watched. And, you know, that's what we went with. And, the movie, it's just like fucking Jurassic Park and all that shit. It's like, the name of the movie is only in it for 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Jurassic Park had 15 minutes of dinosaurs in a 2-hour movie. Ghostbusters has got maybe 15, 20 minutes of ghostbusting in an hour and a half long movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's all, the whole movie's about fucking Bill Murray trying to tune up Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, and if it wasn't, and don't get me wrong, like, the movie is by no means perfect, but if it wasn't for the cast, like, between Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, and, Bill Murray. Even I'll give him, what's his name, Henry Hudson or whatever. I'll give everyone some, yeah, whatever his name is. Black guy.
I don't remember that. Ooh. I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
Ernie Hudson,
yeah.
Eddie Winslow. That's a character.
I said Henry Hudson, so.
I said Eddie Winslow.
We were close. Together, Rick.
Together, Ernie Hudson.
Yeah. Or Henry Winslow. But, yeah, it's that cast that made it so fun. You know, like, they just played so well together, and, you know, that's what makes
the movie. They the shit out of it, too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the whole movie.
They had this whole Saturday Night Live vibe with them and stuff like that because they were all kind of there around the same time. So they all had that feeling to it anyway.
Yeah.
How many beards are you giving it, Shane?
I'm going to give it 4 beards.
4 beards?
Yeah. Straight 4 beards. I'm going to watch it again. I'm going to watch it with my kids.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do, man. If you guys have kids, watch it with them because they won't appreciate it until they're a little bit older, but they'll be like, my dad maybe watched that movie, you know?
for real.
This, you know what this movie's for? To show your kids what the Ghostbusters are after they watch the all-girl Ghostbusters movie coming out. When Bridesmaids Fight Ghostbusters comes out, you can be like, this is what the Ghostbusters are.
This is what they really are, guys.
Yeah. Because I'm a little nervous about that movie.
I'm a little excited.
That's going to be a fucking... That'll be a DVD for me. That's not going to be an in-the-theater thing. I'm not going to fucking drive an hour out of town and go watch that movie.
Yeah, right.
But, so, now we got... The Beard Count.
The Beard Count.
Which is an 80s movie, so guess what? Fucking like 2 beards.
Well, you guys count mustaches?
95 mustaches.
Yeah.
I wrote a bunch down, guys. I really did.
You did, yeah?
I wrote mustache mover, mustache elevator greeter, construction worker, mustache hotel concierge, mustache elevator again.
Yeah.
Dude behind the news broadcaster.
Yeah, we got that one too.
It's the fucking photobomb guy.
I got news reporter mustache. I got Winston stash.
Oh, yes.
I got dude with the hat at the orchestra area stash. Or a beard. He had a beard, actually. Court order suit mustache.
Nice.
Ron Jeremy stash. The jailhouse mustache. And Officer Die Hard mustache. And a one afro. I don't know if you guys count afros, but I saw one.
There was also 5 Hasidic Jews near the end that all had fucking rockin' beards.
Yeah, they did.
And there was another fucking photobomb Jew behind them who was, like, popping in the camera real quick.
Yeah.
There was the fucking Carl Winslow stash, because he was in there.
Dude, that guy.
And the fucking, is Ernie Hudson and every other black guy trying to be Billy Dee Williams?
Sound, I think
so. Eddie Murphy, fucking Ernie Hudson, they all just have a stash, and they all have that deep voice.
You gotta be like Billy Dee.
Gotta be like Billy Dee. Everyone wants to be like Billy Dee.
I am Billy Dee. When I take a shower, like, I talk like I'm in the shower, you know?
Yeah, in the shower, like, hello. How do you do? I'm white Billy Dee. I'm white chocolate. So, all right. Well, that was Ghostbusters. Next week, we're doing Die Hard.
Ooh, so more Winslow.
More Winslow, yeah.
Nice.
Winslow connection. We're going to get a little action in there. We're going to do Die Hard next week. But, Bob, I want to thank you for joining us this week.
No, I want to thank you guys. It was a blast. It was a blast. I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
show's a little more sweary than your other shows.
Nah, it's all right.
But that's because I'm on it. So, but that's it. So, for myself and both of my co-hosts, watch some fucking movies, grow a fucking beard.
Keep on growing.
Say bye, Bob.
Bye, Bob.
If you have any questions or recommendations for the show, you can email us at beardedbrothersmc@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at @BBMCPodcast, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/beardedbrothersmc.